Our next composer is Germaine Taillefer, who lived from 1892 to 1983, so her lifespan was about 35 years later than Chaminade's. But she ran into the same paternal opposition to becoming a musician that Chaminade did. She began composing as a very young girl. With her mother's tutoring and support, but against her father's wishes, she entered the Paris Conservatory when she was only 12 years old. As a pianist protege, with an amazing memory, she won numerous prizes. She studied orchestration with Ravel. In her counterpoint class at the conservatory, she met George Auric, Arthur Honegger, and Darius Milhaud. Eric Satie was so impressed with her two piano piece that he christened her his musical daughter. She eventually became the only woman in the group Les Six when it was formed in 1920. However, her acclaim did not last long. Two unhappy marriages, to a caricaturist and then to a lawyer, proved to drain on her creative energies, as did her continual financial problems. Her sense of artistic insecurity prevented her from promoting herself properly, and she regarded herself primarily as an artisan who wrote optimistic, accessible music as a release from the difficulties of her private life. Nevertheless, she continued to compose prolifically and teach until the end of her life. We'll hear a piece which dates from 1964, the Partita pour deux pianos et quatre percussions. It also bears the title Hommage à Rameau and a dedication to Georges Auric. It's in three movements. Renato Maioli and Aldo Orvieto are the pianists. They and the Tamitam percussion ensemble are conducted by Guido Fascin.